You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Stellar Parenting with Brandi Kahn. Live from BrandiKahn.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Stellar
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Happy Tuesday, everyone, from Houston, Texas. Welcome to Stellar Parenting. I'm your host, Brandi Kahn. I'm an intuitive astrologer, and I also hold a Master of Science degree in psychology with an emphasis in child and adolescent development. And I'm super passionate about helping parents, teachers, and guardians learn how to mix the magic of the stars with the art of consciously raising children. So this is the show where you can learn how to use astrology to raise your vibration and create a higher frequency energy in your home with your family. And that's the secret that most people don't realize. You can use the planetary energy to your advantage and increase your frequency. And I'm going to tell you how to do that this week with two major transits. So for today, Tuesday, October 7th, maybe you've been feeling this energy. I've definitely been feeling it. We've got Mercury at 1 degree of Scorpio squaring Pluto at 1 degree of Aquarius. So what does this mean? Mercury is the planet of communication. Mercury rules how we think and how we analyze. And Pluto is the planet of transformation and hidden truths and power. So when these two clash in a square, the energy can feel really intense, almost like a mental tug of war. So conversations may feel really charged. Secrets might rise to the surface, and our thoughts might get really laser focused, maybe even a little obsessive, okay? This isn't a lighthearted energy at all. It's very deep, and it's probing, and it is transformative. And if we work with this energy consciously, that's the key. Can you work with this energy in a very intentional way? If so, it can bring wonderful things. It can bring breakthroughs, clarity, and even healing. So those of you who have planets or angles around 1 degree of the fixed sign, so that's going to be, do you have anything around 1 degree of Scorpio, Aquarius, Leo, or Taurus? And I'm not only talking about planets here, I'm also talking about angles. Is your descendant, your ascendant, your IC or your midheaven around 1 degree of the fixed signs? If so, you've probably already been feeling this. You've probably already been rolling with it for the past couple days, and it's in effect today. But trust me, you will probably also be feeling this tomorrow and Thursday. But please check your chart so that you're aware of the energy that you have at your disposal. Now, there are some things that you can do to use this energy to your highest potential and to raise your vibration, okay? The first thing that you can do, you can observe before speaking. So take a deep breath and pause when conversations heat up and let your mind catch up to your emotions. Also, make sure that you are speaking with integrity. So if there's something that you need to share, there's something that you need to have a discussion about, please do so from a really grounded place and try to communicate your truth instead of sharing your anger. Also, another thing that you can do, this is a great transit for researching, investigating, but doing so with a sense of balance. So it's a great transit for digging deep into topics such as psychology or astrology or anything that might be motivating to you, okay? But don't get lost in obsession or conspiracy. We also want to make sure that we're keeping our vibration up, right? With this energy. And so it's a really good time to disengage from power struggles. So when someone tries to dominate you, you want to disengage rather than to escalate the conflict. And finally, use discernment with secrets and exposures. So if something hidden is being revealed, you want to consider the timing, you want to consider boundaries and consequences before you fully disclose sensitive information. Things to avoid. These things will drastically lower your frequency. They will lower your vibration. Try not to force your point aggressively, okay? So trying to pressure others into adopting your viewpoint can really trigger backlash and a sense of resistance from others. Let's also avoid obsessive thinking loops. So try not to linger in what ifs. What if this happens or what if that happens, okay? Or overanalyze things endlessly. We also want to refrain from exposing sensitive information in a reckless fashion. So revealing secrets or vulnerabilities without caution can backfire during this time. And let's avoid manipulative language or coercion. All right. So don't twist words or use guilt to shame anyone or to win an argument. And try not to suppress hard truths. So if something surfaces, if something comes up to be revealed, don't ignore it, okay? But don't push prematurely either, all right? So today, October 7th, it's a day of mental intensity. It can feel heavy, but it's also an opportunity because Mercury square Pluto says, look deeper and seek the truth and allow your thoughts to transform. So if you stay mindful, this can be a turning point as far as how you think, how you speak, and how you connect to others. So as moving through the day to day, and even for tomorrow and Thursday, ask yourself, am I speaking from a place of fear or from a place of truth? That's the key to working with this powerful energy. So stay steady, stay curious, and let this be a moment of transformation. For those of you who are parents, children will feel this energy too, especially as far as how they communicate or how they hold back or how they decide to test their boundaries or test authority. So this is a day where your children may be asking really tough questions. They may be pushing buttons or bringing up their deepest fears. So what you can do as a parent, listen more than you speak. So your child may want to share something sensitive and you want to create a safe, judgment-free space where they feel safe doing that. Also, model calm communication. Show them how to express strong emotions without using harsh words. And teach healthy boundaries. Remind them that it's okay if they don't want to share everything right away. What we don't want to do, we don't want to dismiss their questions or their fears because they'll only dig deeper. And don't allow yourself to be drawn into a power struggle because arguments will spiral quickly out of control. And try not to use scare tactics or manipulation to control your child's behavior, okay? So this is bringing a lot of intensity and communication for both children and adults. Remember, the key is to slow down and listen and turn this transit into an opportunity for growth. Next up, on Saturday, October the 11th, we will have Venus at 26 degrees of Virgo, forming an opposition to Saturn at 26 degrees of Pisces. Now, Venus represents love, harmony, pleasure, and connection. And in Virgo, she wants things to be pure and precise and perfect. And Saturn, on the other hand, represents boundaries, structure, lessons, discipline, and at times, limitations. So when these two planets oppose each other, we can feel tension in our relationships. Like we want closeness, we want connection, but there may be walls, there may be responsibilities, or our own personal fears that are standing in the way. And this can show up as feeling unappreciated or feeling lonely or even overly self-critical, okay? It's a time when love can feel like work, and we may doubt whether we are enough or whether others are giving us enough. But here's the gift. Saturn really invites us to look deeper, and relationships that can handle this sense of responsibility and relationships that can handle maturity will only grow stronger through this transit. And Venus is also reminding us that compassion softens even the hardest lessons. Those of you who have angles or planets around 26 degrees of Virgo, Pisces, Gemini, and Sagittarius will feel this the most. So, how can you use this energy to raise your vibration, to raise your frequency? Number one, I want you to clarify your values and your needs. So reflect on what you truly want in love and connection and what must be non-negotiable for you. Also, set and honor boundaries. This is a great time to gently and firmly communicate limits in your relationships. It teaches respect. And also, offer practical support rather than grand gestures. Under this transit, love expressed through consistency and responsibility and small acts of care carries a lot of weight. Let's also reassess our commitments. If a relationship or a project feels too heavy, ask yourself, is this sustainable? And if not, it may be time to renegotiate or reframe. Things I want you to avoid. Try not to withhold love as punishment. Saturn's coldness can tempt you to respond to frustration by withdrawing. So avoid making your love conditional. And don't ignore emotional needs or distance. Avoid suppressing sadness, resentment, or loneliness because they'll only fester. So acknowledge and express them. And don't cling to relationships out of a sense of fear. Saturn can make us feel like we've got a duty, all right? So don't stay where you feel diminished or undervalued because of guilt. So these are two of the major transits for this week. I want you to set your intentions for how you plan to work with this energy in a constructive way, in an intentional way. When you use it like that, then it's a wonderful opportunity for growth. So like I remind you, every single week, the stars may guide us, but we hold the power at the end of the day to shape our destiny. So keep shining your light bright, and I'll see you back here again next week.